when Barry Adamson wanted to move on from his role as a bass player with bands such as Magazine and the Bad Seeds, his solution was to create a soundtrack for a film that didn't exist, Moss Side Story. It worked, and since then he's created a huge body of work in film music, as well as teaming up with a who's who of slender, arty rockers. Adamson has recently been working on the new film from the English David Lynch, Peter Strickland, but that's no surprise because he'd already worked with the American David Lynch. David Lynch. The surprise was that his role in Strickland's In Fabric was as an actor. Adamson is coming to Dublin this month to play a live soundtrack to the silent classic The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, and ahead of that he spoke to Culturefile about bass love, working with difficult frontmen, and sound pictures.
This is Barry Adamson, and there isn't really a line that sums me up. I honestly think it started in the womb. I looked on the charts to see what was going on around my birth, and it's like some of the things are still my favourite records. Fever by Peggy Lee. As soon as that bass sort of steps in, it soothes me, you know?
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care.
I think around the sort of 8-9 month mark before I was born, that was played constantly at home. So I had a very rich world of music going on around me, I think. One of the bass line that did always sort of hit me between the eyes was Bootsy Collins playing on Sex Machine when he was about 17, I think.
One, two, three, four!
And I used to listen to that, and some of my dad's jazz records as well, you know. And then I very quickly sort of became a sort of bass playing aficionado on who does what, you know, overnight. I found my way around it quite quickly, still not to a great sort of dexterity, but enough to sort of be able to move people and give the feeling and that sort of stuff was quite a revelation to me. So I sought that out in other players, really.
Fingers start shaking. I begin to run. Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Of course, as well, there's a kind of requirement from your own sort of persona to make some kind of mark within what's going on, to contribute, you know. But I found the demands of each band quite different, really. In some senses, the Bad Seeds required less dexterity than Magazine, where Magazine there seemed to be a sort of a playing sort of competence amongst everyone that was sort of far beyond me. Whereas in the Bad Seeds, there was more of a punk ethic, if you like, to not really learning things and just making them happen. You know, I always remember Roland Howard sort of saying, like, you know, whoa, I wonder what it'd be like if I did learn to play this thing.
And the rain came hammering down.
Everybody running for their wagons.
It's kind of horses for courses in some ways, and you sort of fashion what you do around what's going on. And hopefully, you know, that sort of brings out something great in what's going on.
The whole valley meets a wet beast, a rotten sun.
It's part of the art and part of whatever it is that a singer and a wordsmith, if you like, are trying to get at their art, and you're trying to facilitate them getting at that. That's why they're the front person. For want of a better word, difficulties come with the terrain, you know, and you just got to know when to sort of duck when the punch is coming your way, really, and sort of sidestep. And be fairly adroit and nimble on your feet, that's the thing. I was looking for a way to write film music and was told that you can't write film music unless you've written film music. So I was sort of stuck in this Catch 22. So I guess the Mos Side Story soundtrack album was a sort of pretense that this was a film anyway. And it was in my mind. So I just happily sort of scored it away, you know. And then that gave me a sort of, well, what have you scored? And I was able to say, well, I've scored this. And this is the kind of, it's also, like, it worked in another way, because it was also the, of the time anyway, the sort of style that I was pretty much, and have remained to a certain degree, interested in, which is a sort of darkish, noirish, thrillerish, you know, supernatural horror-y elements, you know, and that's the way I got in, really. And that did lead indirectly to David Lynch, because David Lynch heard that record and then called me up and said, I've just been listening to your work for 10 hours straight, and I'd like you to work on a film of mine. So, you know, it wasn't wasted. I really enjoyed working on In Fabric. A Peter Strickland movie comes out and you take note. You don't go like, okay, there's this other movie coming out. I've always been a great fan of his. So I was a little bit like, oh my God. I mean, you know, I'm not an actor. I actually found it quite difficult to do, because a lot of the roles in that film are quite animated and you have to sort of act with quotation marks around it. And I'm saying, well, it's going like, just say the lines. You know, and I'm like, right. And it sort of, it undid me a little bit. I kind of found it quite sort of strange, because it was like I was talking just as a sort of, you know, like I would do, like I'm talking to you now, but there were these words that I had to say, written slightly different in a slightly kind of strange language, ever so. And it was hard to remember. There was like these little strange inflections, and I thought, they're really important. I've got to get them, you know. And I was working with you know, a great actress, you know, and who was sort of like, for her, it was just like another day. Like, well, yeah. And I was like going, like, I'd find myself going, get it right, 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 get it right. So that where I'm used to being in the studio and kind of going, right, okay, here we go. This is what we're going to do. This is going to be, you know. So it's quite good to be that much out of my comfort zone. But then it was nice to get feedback from the other people in the cast, and Peter as well, going, that was great, that was really good, you know, and wow, that was really good, you were really vulnerable, how did you do that? And I was going, oh, shit, it. That was it, really.
Barry Adamson there, and you can catch him along with Adrian Crowley, Sean McCarolyn and Matthew Nolan playing a live soundtrack to The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari in Dublin on February 26th. Tickets from tickets.ie.